Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Changes in tax laws do not occur in a vacuum. When taxes increase, decrease, or otherwise change, that affects people's finances enough that they make changes. Back when Ronald Reagan was president, capital gains income tax rate was severely reduced. Despite the lower tax rates, it encouraged so many people to cash in on long-term capital gains, the capital gains tax collections soared. Then, when Barack Obama was president, he pressed for an increase in the capital gains income tax rates to increase total tax collections. When he was informed that this would lead to lower capital gains income tax collections, he said that the higher tax rate was more important than increasing total taxes received, exposing that his real goal was people control rather than fiscal responsibility. The latest glaring example of people altering their financial circumstances when tax laws change comes from the country of Norway. That country already had an annual wealth tax when the Labour Party won control of the government in 2021. It followed through on its promise to soak the rich by raising the annual wealth tax rate to 1.1%. In 2019, before the pandemic, the Norwegian government collected almost $1.5 billion in wealth taxes. The current government projected that the higher tax rates would bring in an extra $150 million in tax collections. That's not what happened. Within a year of the higher wealth tax rate, wealthy Norwegians with a combined fortunes of about $54 billion moved to other countries. Instead of collecting more taxes, the Norwegian government saw tax collections shrink 40%, almost $600 million. With that government currently spending about $42 billion annually, that decline in tax collections versus a claimed increase equals almost 2% of expenditures. If the U.S. federal government budget had that large a percentage fall in tax collections, that would exceed $100 billion. These tax losses are continuing this year as even more wealthy Norwegians move to other countries. This lesson should be kept in mind as states like California, Washington, and even Michigan consider proposals for a new wealth tax. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.